Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Story, I'm pretty sure about that, but let's move on. And we want to go to President Obama, who is going to be traveling to Canada today. It's his first trip abroad, and while it's a quick visit, that is, there are plenty of issues that he will want to get to with Prime Minister Stephen Harper, among them support for the war effort in Afghanistan, trade, which is a huge issue, as well as energy, are likely to top the agenda. And joining us from Ottawa is Chris Hall, and he's the National Affairs Editor of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dalgy.
So will President Obama seem like an easy ally for the Canadians?
Well, that's a good question. He's certainly far more popular than George W. Bush was with Canadians. So I think there's a real reservoir of goodwill. People are coming from all over the country, even for the briefest of glimpses. Usually we get more of a public appearance by the president, but as you said, this is a working visit. There will be no public appearances during the day. Yes, I think he's going to be getting a warm reception. We have prime ministers here who have warned in the past it's dangerous to get too cozy with the U.S. president. But in this case, given the kind of popularity, the eye-popping approval ratings for Barack Obama here in Canada, Stephen Harper will probably make an exception.
90% or something?
Yeah, close to it. Yeah, people see him as a breath of fresh air and look at him in the same way they did almost 50 years ago when John F. Kennedy made his first trip here
to
Canada.
Yeah, I think if you're getting approval ratings of 90%, I think you qualify as a bit of a rock star.
nowhere to go but down after that,
right.
I'm afraid.
Well, let's move on to Afghanistan. I mean, President Obama sort of revising his strategy there, wants to send 17,000 more troops. The Canadians, on the other hand, want their troops up by 2011. Is there any wiggle room on this issue?
Yeah, I don't think Barack Obama will ask directly for an extended Canadian commitment in Afghanistan, but I think there is a receptive audience here from Stephen Harper that while we have said as a government that the Canadian military mission will end in Afghanistan in 2011, Canadians have not been told what the plans are going forward. It's possible a small contingent could be left there to protect these provincial reconstruction teams. Possible the shift could be made to training the Afghan national forces. But in the end, it is an open question. So no doubt that will be a key issue. And certainly the president will be looking for some kind of idea from Stephen Harper of what might be in store going forward.
Okay. And some of the other key issues, of course, are trade. And let's listen to what the Canadian Prime Minister had to say about that.
This is a huge risk to the world right now. If there's one thing that could turn a recession into a depression, it is protectionist measures across the world. I'm very encouraged by the fact that President Obama said that he was concerned about that as well, and I'm confident with the modifications that are made that the administration will implement this in a responsible way that won't cause protectionist actions.
Why is something like this such a huge issue? I mean, of course, you know, he's referring to that Buy America clause in the stimulus package. Why is it so worrying for Canadians?
$1.5 billion a day in trade goes across the Canada-U.S. border. We are your largest trading partner, and the same is true the other way. Buy American is one of those terms that Canadian legislators and even the public, for example, have seized on as being a signal that they will be shut out of some of the very lucrative contracts that will be handed out as part of the stimulus package to rebuild America, its infrastructure, and these sorts of things. And we all know lessons from the Great Depression. Protectionist measures at that time are widely seen by economists as having pushed the recession into the Great Depression and extended both the length and the severity of that downturn in the economy then.
But Chris, there's something delusional about the idea of protectionism between the U.S. and Canada. They're such closely related trading partners. Americans buy Canadian when they put oil in their gas tank as just the simplest example. I'm wondering if Barack Obama, though, will have to ask Canada directly for money that's being asked to kick into the auto bailout because so many GM facilities are up in Canada and it's in Canada's interest that GM keeps going, or maybe more aspects of the stimulus package. What about that?
Well, that's right, John. We've already announced $4 billion in aid for the auto industry, but that's a pale amount compared to what's being committed by the United States. You're right. You can't buy a car in the United States made in North America that doesn't include Canadian parts or some Canadian Canadian components. The same with steel, which was the real issue in the first congressional on the Buy American clause of steel and iron. The average piece of steel goes back and forth across the border three or four times before it's finally made into a product. So no doubt the president will want some kind of signal from Canada that it's prepared to do more for the auto industry. And clearly it's a huge player here in Ontario, which is the largest province and which has really been the driving force behind our economy for the last several years.
And just very briefly, Chris, one of the other things that the Canadians and the Americans have in common is their oil. I mean, we get most of our oil from Canada and not from Saudi. I mean, and most of it seems to come from, or some of it comes from the Alberta tar sands.
That's right.
And environmentalists believe that this is a very dirty way of extracting oil, something that President Obama is not going to sort of look upon too happily. What are the chances of winning any kind of concessions and finding cleaner ways to extract this oil?
This will be the big announcement today, Dalji, an agreement to try to pursue clean technology, most notably burying carbon emissions underground before they get into the environment. The president already signaled that in an interview with CBC. Clearly, that will be the announcement.
All right. Chris Hall of CBC, thank you.
You're most welcome.